Inge Smiler is kindly with us, and today we are talking about the Wired Up and Moana Incorporation. Obviously, this country's human rights record is going to be scrutinised before the UN Human Rights Council, and they have their 5-yearly review at the end of this month. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Mr. Francisco Calitzay, has just visited the Lake Maraetai and also the Maraetai Dam to see firsthand the Pauakani land taken by the Crown in 1949 from the Māori owners. Kingi Smiler chairs the Wired Up and Moana Incorporation. Thanks, Kingi, for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, da.
Could you tell us about the journey the rapporteur made from the Wired Up to Māori Kino and why that was so significant?
Yeah, look, it was a really fine day for our people. He visited Wired Up. He saw the lake and received the history from our whānau as to what happened when the lake was gifted to the Crown in 1896. There were promises of reserves within the Wairarapa to compensate for the gift. Those promises were broken, and so he was able to see firsthand that. We also met with other iwi and hapu groups in the Wairarapa for them to share their concerns with the Special Rapporteur and their particular issues about the sort of constant challenge it is to deal with the Crown in having our treaty rights recognised and resolved in an appropriate way. We then took the long trip because eventually the compensation that was provided was for land in Māori Kino at the Pauakani block, and you know, that's 400 kilometres from our traditional tribal boundaries. And so the repertoire was able to understand those issues and those concerns. It was also good for him to meet and understand the perspectives from our Pauakani whānau, who also met with him to share their concerns around the water and the riverbed claims that they have. And then he had the opportunity to come to Māori Kino and see the land that was confiscated and the compensation at the time that was paid to Wairarapa Moana in the 1950s was £500. It's been 75 years since then, where millions of dollars of profits have been earned from that hydro system, and it's an asset that's valued at the moment at well over $1 billion. And so it was great for the opportunity for the whānau to share those stories with the rapporteur.
Well, we're hoping to get some traction. Sadly, governments have ignored the rapporteur's criticisms over the years. In fact, you saw the sluggish way we responded as a nation to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. So while the UN has a major role globally, it's frustrating, is it not, Kingi, that sometimes our New Zealand governments prefer not to listen?
Yes, it is hugely disappointing and concerning for the whānau that our treaty rights and breaches and the protections under the New Zealand Constitution don't provide appropriately for our people. We've been shown up now that our record in race relations and Indigenous rights significantly now behind many countries. One example is Canada, which has a far greater record and better record than New Zealand does in recognising Indigenous rights. And making sure that appropriate redress is made, and those challenges are still before us with this government. I think the other concerning thing is in our case where the Supreme Court ruled that there was no reason why Wairarapa Moana couldn't have the return of this land, if that's what the Waitangi Tribunal determined, and they referred it back to the Waitangi Tribunal, that they, you know, the basic human right is to the right to fair justice and a fair hearing. And despite that, finally by the Supreme Court, parliamentary used their powers to pass legislation to squash and extinguish those rights.
Kingi, thank you for sharing some cordial with us. We'll have to keep it brief today, but I look forward to talking with me about you with other matters in the not-too-distant future. Māori o te kākwe, te tukana, te rangatira. Tēnā koe, Kingi.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks so much.